What's going on? I'm Rudy Polamores.
And I'm Carlos Aguilar.
And welcome to today's podcast. What's going on, Carlos?
Nothing, just chilling. What is going on with you, Mr. Rudy?
I guess about the same. Hanging out. Checking out my Instagram.
Mr. Palomares. I like Instagram. Instagram's nice.
Well, I never saw the point to it because I always thought the pictures look retarded, but since they sync up to the Twitter and Facebook, I like it.
I just like seeing what people post. I don't care. I don't care for the filters too much.
Right, me either. What do people post? I don't follow anybody. I just follow like celebrities because they have interesting stuff and no one else has interesting stuff to take pictures of. All
right. Well, I'm going to show a couple of pictures I'm looking at right now. One of my coworkers posted a picture of her Caesar salad. And then...
That's interesting.
Another coworker posted of her in a bikini. That was all right.
Is she fat?
No, it's actually Geraldine.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, but anyways, there's another one posted a picture of them waiting in the Starbucks line. Another one posted of a Starbucks.
And these pictures seem kind of worthless, Carlos. I don't understand why the hell you're following these people.
Because they're my coworkers and my friends.
I thought they're Michael and they're just coworkers. They're not your friends.
And then
I thought you hated
Jonathan Bustamante posted a picture of him and his dog.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
I have George on here for some freaking reason.
George
freaking posting a lot of crap every day, 24 hours a day.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a picture. And I swear to God, this kid's an alcoholic. Every other picture is of him drinking.
Well, he enjoys his beer. Every other picture that I have on Facebook is a picture of beer also.
But all he posts though is Pabst Blue Ribbon. See? So I'd rather see cool beer than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Speaking of beer, have you had any good beer lately?
Yeah, I had one called Hogarden, the one I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. How was that?
It's pretty good. It doesn't look like Shock Top or Pyramid. It has more of a greenish tint to it.
A greenish tint?
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like a yellow greenish tint. It's not so much looking like an average wheat beer, you know what I mean? And it does kind of have like a citrusy taste to it. It's pretty good.
I see.
Yeah. So, next time we hang out, you really should try it. I had one of my coworkers telling me about it. So, we ended up going to what is it called? The Yard House? Yeah, and we sat out there and got some nachos and drank a couple beers and I tried it. It was pretty good.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I should probably
try that. Yeah. What about you? Well, you're always trying new beers.
Yeah, I'm always trying new beers. I've gotten, I guess lately, were the Stone Smoke Porters. I got I got all three. I got the regular, I got the vanilla bean, and I got the chipotle peppers. And I've tried the vanilla bean and chipotle peppers. They're actually really good. They were a little strong to the palate, but it was a good beer though.
Were they bitter?
Not really. It's a porter. It's a really dark beer, so that had a lot of malt in it.
Yeah, that's not my type of beer.
Yeah, no, you're a little bitch.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. If I had a choice of beer, I would rather choose not of a dark beer. I'm more of a light beer guy. Not light, but light, but as in like a nachos.
What? I was going. I got you the whole time until you said nachos.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. Do you remember where that's from?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, Step Brothers?
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
Because my dick can float.
Yeah.
Yeah, beers.
Good stuff. Maybe we'll try some on my birthday, but you know, who knows.
Have you gotten a new type of beer that's your favorite yet?
No, I'm still kind of looking. Saison de Boeuf, that one was really good though. That one's gotta be up there with one of my favorites.
Would it be ignorant if I still said Shock Top was my favorite?
Yeah, a little bit.
It still is though.
It makes you seem like a douchebag.
Like I'm still not one of those douchebag guys?
Yeah, because it's like people from high school that drink that shit.
They're assholes though, but that's my favorite beer.
No, Carlos, not.
So what I got him a chip just because of that?
Yes.
My favorite beer?
No, it can't be your favorite beer.
Oh, then
And I'm not saying Shock Top is bad because it's a good beer, but it's such a neutral beer. Like it's not overly flavorful and it's not like overly dull. It's kind of like a medium beer. I guess that's why so many people drink it, because it's kind of like a neutral beer.
Yeah, you're right. I know where you're going with, but I'm so used to it. Like it's so crisp. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, the crispness.
You're a douchebag.
I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess I'm gonna go ahead and go like boot porter now, right?
Yes.
Yes, boot porter.
I actually tried that the other day, or not a while back. It was pretty good. It tasted like coffee.
Yeah, the last one that you said tasted like coffee, I didn't like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was okay, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Anchor. Was that it? Anchor?
Yeah, Anchor Porter was the other one.
Yeah.
Anchor Porter, I liked it. It was good.
Are porters, do they taste like coffee?
Yeah, they have like coffee in it. And they're really dark beers. Yeah. They have like a chocolate or coffee taste to it.
Did you know that more men like dark chocolate than women?
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I hate dark chocolate. Isn't that shit good for like when women are like
pregnant?
Bitchy.
I like dark chocolate.
Are you? You're weird.
Yeah.
Do you?
Am I pregnant?
Yes.
A little bit.
Oh, I see.
So I went back to I went to go talk to Danny, the owner of the pizza place, right?
Yeah.
So I walked in. I go, "Hey, Danny, what's up?" Shakes my hand. First thing he says is, "You put on a little weight, huh? What an asshole."
Did you tell him anything? No. Lost a little hair, huh?
No, I told him, I was like, well, I don't have to do as much freaking mother job since I'm a manager now. Yeah, kind of played it off, but inside I was like, you're an asshole.
Crying. Fuck, man.
The fuck, man.
Fuck your job.
I don't want this. I don't need this. Can you get a pizza? To go.
I spit in your food after that.
Why? Don't do that.
Did you ever put your, when you worked at the pizza place or any, I don't want to say your current employer, because I don't know, you never know who you might hear this, but a former pizza place, did you ever like drop your balls on somebody's food?
Should I say it?
But just saying that, it's a yes.
Fuck it, I don't care. yeah, I have, one time.
You're an asshole.
It was, back when I was working in Corona, the scoreboard place. Remember when, well, we used to have the certain group of people, they would come in every Friday night after their football game, right? And, they were the biggest assholes ever. Like they were nice to the fucking waitresses or whatever. But they could give a shit about us. You know what I mean? We're just the people making the food and whatever. But anyways, they were such assholes. Like they used to come in and stay all the way till like 2:30 a.m. And we close at 11, right? But our boss, they used to spend so much money on beer and wings. Like just them alone, they would come in and drop a good like $1,500. Just them. And so he used to stay open no matter what, you know, for them. And we had to fucking stay there and make food and this and that, right? It was easy. It wasn't bad because we had no customers. It was just waiting for them to order, right? And we were just cleaning in the back. But I remember once, a specific time, we were all exhausted and tired. It was after a long, busy day. And it was their championship game. And they ended up losing. And it was on the TV. And we did not want them to win. So they would come after. Like, they wouldn't come. You know what I mean? We were all so happy. Like, oh, fuck yeah, they lost. And everyone there was like, oh, yeah. Like, they're all mad. Because they went there to watch the game, right? It was the high school game. And so we were all happy because they weren't going to come. And fucking, so we're like, all right, cool, they're not coming. So it's around 11:30 and they didn't call or nothing, so we're like, all right, we're just starting the place up. We get about like 20-30 minutes into like almost finishing closing up and they call, yeah, we're on our way. Like, what the fuck is this? So it's like 12:30 and they're barely coming in the door. We were so angry because we were gonna be there till like 3 no matter what, because we all wanted to leave so bad. And we were just sick and tired of these people. And like they never used to tip us because in the front there was a tip jar, but only the girls in the front got it. Even though we went through all the struggle of making all the food and everything, only the girls in the front got it, right? Like
I'm sure they didn't know though.
No, they. What do you mean they didn't know?
They didn't know that they only went to the waitresses. No, no,
yeah, there's more of the story. And so on a busy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the girls would make like $30 each in tips, right? $40 each. And and then we're like, all right, you know, we're going to go ahead and go put our own tip jar out, right? We'll put cooks and right next to theirs and then the tips like for the waitresses and then like and the cooks, right? And so for a whole week, we left it there. Like this is prior to. So the whole week we left it there and we got probably $2 from people, right? No joke. And then, but the other tip jar was full for the fucking waitresses, right?
Yeah.
It's like people were giving them money, not us. So they're assholes in general. So we're like, all right, maybe these guys will give us money since we make all the food and everything. And, you know, so it gets to be like around the end. Oh, okay. This is a week prior. So we already put it out there once for them. And so when they left, we had nothing. And they gave the waitresses probably like $80 in tips for all of them, right? And so we were angry as fuck. We were like, fuck these guys and that. So, you know, the next week they came, which I'm talking about right now, you know, that day, we were like, fuck these guys. So I was walking and I remember I literally accidentally dropped a bread, like a bread roll for like a fucking sub. And I picked it up. I was like, fuck that. And I just cut it up and started making the food with it. It gets worse. So I go over and I look at, so I'm making it. Then people like my other coworkers, they're like, that's fucked up. Like, and then I was like, fuck these guys. Think about it. And then out of nowhere, I have another coworker. I swear to God, he goes, all right, cool. He gets a handful of lettuce. It's kind of fucked up, but he goes, rubs it on his balls and put it right on the plate. And he makes the salad with it. I'm not even kidding. And this other dude, he got I can't remember what it was, but all I remember is that one of my coworkers licked the shit out of it before he gave it to him.
Fuck it,
bro. That's fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what was fucked up, though, was the ball rubbing thing, that one of the coworkers' thing. He got like a big handful of lettuce, went down, rubbed it all over his balls, and put it right on the fucking. And this is after a long day of work.
Is this over the underwear or under the underwear?
No, he put it in his pants for like. Rubbed it on the ball sweat.
Fuck.
So yeah, they got Sunday. At the time we were like, yeah, fucking assholes. And I remember we were talking about it with the people I did it with, like messing, like we were just talking about it. And honestly, we were still like fucking assholes. So it was cool.
You guys are the fucking, some guy has like fucking crabs on his food now.
What if Nick didn't have crabs? He just did it, and it was just to be an asshole.
And you're an asshole pulling like fucking saying his name.
It was a trick name. It wasn't Nick. It was just cover it up. His real name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see, got you there, didn't I?
Oh yeah.
See, it just threw everybody off. But yeah. No, so you never know what's gonna happen to your food. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'm fucking people that make my food.
The drive-through, huh?
Yeah, I'm always nice to people. Yeah, and I used to work at a restaurant too, but like no one really ever fucked with anybody's food. But a lot of the waiters, they had prepped their like the salads or whatever.
Mhm.
And I always thought it was weird because like they go out and they deal with customers and deal with money and stuff, and they go back and they make a salad and they just grab it with their hands, throw it on a bowl or something.
Money.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Would you tell them?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, can you know wash your hands or something first? He's like, I'll make this. I'll wash my hands and make the salad if you're not gonna wash your hands. I was like, this shit's expensive ass salad because it was a fairly high class restaurant, I guess.
So was it like, so, like a little salad?
It was like, oh, a lot of times the salads came with the meals. They give like a little side salad, but it would be like, it'd be like a $15 to $20 plate or something. It'd be like a $20 plate usually.
Yeah.
And it come with a salad. So I'm like, people are paying like $20. So, you know, the meal by itself is like $15. And so it's relatively like a $5 salad. And, you know, I wouldn't want like the salad. If I paid a $5 salad, I wouldn't want it to taste like shit.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But you know, you never rubbed anybody's balls on the salad, though, so.
That was bad,
Yeah, kind of was.
He's an asshole.
Especially doing it like around like 12 o'clock when you want to go home and you're all sweaty and shit. Dude, especially being in the kitchen when it's all hot back there.
Yeah, dude, it was the end of the day. It was on a Friday, so it was a busy day, you know what I mean? And remember, we didn't have multiple shifts there. We came in at 11 and left at fucking like 2 a.m. when we were done, 4 a.m. God, so this is like nonstop.
God, you guys are assholes.
He's an asshole. Mine was an accident.
Oh, okay. Well, you just went with it. You could have got another piece of bread.
I was pissed off. No, dude, it was so funny though, dude. because it was me and the two other coworkers, and we were sitting out in like the dining room watching the game, and it came down to like the final play, and they ended up losing. Everyone's like, no, and we're like the only three of them screaming, yeah, fuck yeah. So everyone's looking at us like, you guys are assholes. It was so funny. So, oh, here, I have one other little story. It's kind of funny, but... So, I was working... I'm pretty sure I've told you about it. The little girl in the ranch?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna... If you don't remember, I remember we were working, and I was in the front, like, near the register or whatever, and this little girl comes up to me. She was probably around 5 or something like that, and she comes up to me with the little souffle cup, sets it on the counter, and just looks at me and just says, ranch. Like, demanding, like, ranch, like, give me fucking, like, she didn't even say anything, she just set the cup down and said, ranch, and so I take it back, and I'm thinking, like, this girl's a bitch, fucking asshole, and she's, like, 5, right, and I was, like, you could have said, please, so I put her some ranch, and I got my pinky, and I dipped around in the ranch, and I gave it back to her.
What's the point in that?
God, you could have said, please.
Shit, like... And it's not like they're gonna taste it or anything. I mean, it's kind of weird because your hand or whatever. Yeah. But I would have like, I don't know, put like straight mayonnaise in it or something.
That would've been funny how they dipping. Dude, that's how fucking Carl's Jr.'s ranch is. It's just mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Have you seen it? Like, have you tasted it?
Yeah.
It's thick as hell. It's just mayonnaise, with, like, probably like fucking 2 sprinkle powders of ranch flavoring.
Yeah, that's not very great.
Do you know how ranch is made?
Yeah, it's the it's mayonnaise, like buttermilk, and then the ranch packets.
Yeah,
mixed together.
You wouldn't even imagine how big like the mayonnaise are, like what it is. Like, for example, to make a like nice big jug of it, it's you actually use the full big like restaurant type style ranches, dude. It's like most of it's just ranch, like no joke. I mean, most of it's just ranch. God damn it, most of it's just mayonnaise.
I see. Did you ever come in the ranch over there at any of your work?
No, I did not do none of that.
Did you ever heard any stories of somebody coming in the ranch? Coming in the ranch? Yeah.
No, I've never heard any stories of anyone coming in the ranch.
I see.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, though.
That'd be fucked up. I remember used to watching those TV shows, the 2TV, and it shows like the chef guy pissing in like the pot of soup or something. Yeah. You remember those?
Yeah, I used to watch those too. I was like, fuck. They made a movie about that stuff too, where like the chefs were like fucking up people's food and stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's called like Order Up or some shit.
Oh shit!
And it's like, you ever seen it?
No, I'm gonna look.
I think I've never seen it either, but I've seen like some of the previews here and there, and it's like some guy, he wants like his steak redone because he wanted it like medium rare, but he got it medium or something.
Uh huh.
It wasn't tender enough, so they go and they fucking hawk a loogie on it. And they just like squeeze the loogie. Wait, into the
is it
meat.
A movie?
It's a movie.
Is it a movie or is it like a collage of stuff, like documentary?
No, it's not a documentary. It's a movie. Oh, but they movie. Make it. Okay. But they make it about like restaurants like that.
Oh, okay.
So somebody asked for like a more tender steak or some shit, so they hawk a loogie on top of it and they like spread the loogie out so like it looks like the steak is moist.
And they eat it? Like.
You know how they have like sometimes they have like those grilled onions on top or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know they fall apart a little bit and just looks like little bits of brown pieces.
Yeah.
So the guy had like really bad dandruff, right? So he goes and starts scratching his head onto the top of all the onions and stuff. And he starts mixing it in with the onions and he just gives it back to the guy. And the guy starts eating it.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Just sit there watching him eat the steak.
That's nasty.
Yeah. I never seen it, but it seemed like an interesting movie. I always wanted to watch it.
Well, I mean, I kind of put me off when you said it was more of a movie, because I would rather see like a documentary type thing, an actual video, you know what I mean?
I don't think that'd be much of a documentary, because like once it gets out, the restaurant's going to be like shut down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you remember the stupid, like, that TV show used to show it, like, the security cam footage? And then the stupid announcer would be like, yes, we see our corporate here going urinating into the pod.
But those fuckers got fired, though.
Yeah, well, you would, obviously.
Unless they're still there pissing in the soup.
Slap on the wrist. Don't piss in the soup next time. We're going to have to write you up. We're going to leave you off later, a verbal warning.
3 months later, he's shitting in the ice cream.
Double fudge brownie.
It's like 2 girls, 1 cup.
That's disgusting.
I remember you like almost threw up the first time we saw that.
Dude, remember I had to like not. I wanted to watch it because everyone's like, "Oh, it's a big old deal." So I didn't eat in order to watch it one time. Remember?
Yeah. And you still were gagging on it. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Dude, I can't handle that. So remember when one of our friends pretended to take a shit? Like I thought it was like real. I started like gagging and vomiting like the whole way.
Yeah, she put in a piece of paper and he threw it on somebody's car.
Yeah. That was insane. I can't handle that stuff.
Good stuff.
Fucking A.
So speaking of TV shows and stuff, so I hear you've gotten into like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I love that show. It's absolutely amazing.
Didn't I tell you it was a great show? Did you just watch it on this stuff?
Yeah, no, it really was, dude. The pilot itself was good. Like, just the pilot, dude, they got me into it big time.
I don't even remember the pilot the whole time, the whole way. I've seen it, like, such a long time ago.
Yeah, matter of fact, I don't remember it anymore either. Oh, wait, yeah, I remember it. It's when, remember the pilot was about him,
I know, they tell him that he gets cancer.
Yeah.
He has cancer, and then what else did he do?
No, they go, okay, with his brother, they go on
to... Oh, yeah. They go on to Jesse's, or Jesse's houses or whatever, where they're selling, and another guy gets caught.
And then he runs out, and he recognizes him through the back, so he gets to his house, and he tells him, I want to cut into your business, and this and that, like, man, it goes from there.
Yeah.
Dude, some pretty crazy stuff happens in that show.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic.
Are you at the part with Gus?
No, I don't know Gus yet. I'm at the part where he's just about to buy the car wash. So they're gonna
Then you are at the part with Gus. Gus is the Chilean guy.
Chilean?
Yeah.
But that was Chilean.
The Chilean guy, he's the black guy.
Well, I haven't seen that episode yet. I stopped watching it because we were going to do this podcast. I was on the part where they're looking at it when they're talking about it. They're like, this is the place that you need to buy. You worked here for 4 years. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, when they're going to launder the money.
Yeah.
Gus, yeah, you've seen the guy then.
What does he do? Who is he?
He's the guy who hires Walt and the other guy. The
Okay, duh. That's stupid, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's the other guy's name?
Jesse?
No, not Jesse. The other guy they have working with Walt for a while.
I don't remember his name, but he was the other guy, his assistant.
Yeah, the nerdy guy.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine if people actually like were producing methamphetamine at that quantity? Do you think it's ever been like that? Like, or has it always been low?
I'm sure it's never been like that.
That would be insane. Not as in the quality of the methamphetamine, but as in
quantity.
The quantity, you know what I mean? Like what they those big old like boxes full of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because it was like something like, what was it, like 60 or 90 pounds of it or 69 pounds? It was 60 or 90 pounds of it per workday.
Mm-hmm.
Some bullshit like that.
Yeah, no, it was, something like that. It's 50. That's insane, 50. Though, and they have to meet like a quota at the very end.
Yeah.
The week. But no, dude, that show is amazing. I was like, no way, when he was talking about when they did the money about it, about how they're getting $3 million, but the profits that they're making is $96 million.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. That's crazy. No, but that's a really good show. I highly recommend it. Like, I'm still not done watching it, but, you know, I'm still into it. I'm hooked. Like I told you, I'm hooked. I watch about three or four episodes at once. Like back to back.
That's a lot of time too, because each episode's like an hour long.
Yeah, each episode's like 45 minutes. So
spend a good like almost 4 hours of your day watching a Breaking Bad.
Yeah, three and some change. Yeah. So I just started watching it. When did you tell me about it? How long ago was it?
I've told you about it for a while now. I told everybody about it for a while, just recommending it.
Just recently?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, before another podcast or something, or when that's
The last podcast, that's when it was you told me about it.
We
were talking about it. Yeah, we were talking about it.
It wasn't even that long ago either. Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, and I didn't start watching it until a couple of days. I was like, oh, I see. I'm going to try it out. The pilot, and, you know, I started watching it since then, and I'm almost done with season 3. How long is season 4? How many episodes is it?
12, I think.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm almost all the way caught up.
Yeah, season 4 isn't that long. It's a good season, though.
Does it get better?
I think the highs aren't as good as other seasons, but the lows aren't as low as other seasons, if you get what I mean.
Season 3 was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Season 3 was like the peak of the show. It's still good, though, dude. It's still really good. Yeah, but you were I saw that you said that they should make a movie about it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if they're going to do it, but this season, season 5, the season they're on right now, it's going to be the last season. And then after that, I don't know what they're going to do with the characters or whatever. But I think that enough people will watch the show to go out and watch to see a movie about it.
I would, too. Like, the finale of it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I want this season 5 to be the last one, though, like I told you, though. Because it's just, I'm like clues to see how they would develop the show further than where they are. You know what I mean? I'm still surprised how they can keep adding plots to it. It is kind of stupid, though, the little cheesy stuff that they added, though, about how the two brothers that went around killing everybody.
Oh, the two Mexican guys?
Yeah, the two Mexican guys, like, no, like the cops are not going to find them or nothing. You know what I mean? That was kind of, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, but that's, yeah, I love that show, man.
Good show. Do you think it's the best show on television right now?
I think so, to be honest. Well, I mean, I don't watch much TV as it is, though. All I do is watch movies.
I see.
So, yeah, so I don't watch much TV as it is.
I watched Louie recently. I've been watching Louie a lot recently.
They started that show again with the fat white guy?
Yeah, Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, but then I guess the new season started on FX. It's comes on. It runs at the same time that Wilfred does.
Wait. Oh yeah, Wilfred. I'm really into Wilfred too.
Yeah, I was the one that showed you that show too. I was like, check out Wilfred. This show's funny. Nah,
Wilfred was amazing. It's not really of a funny. It's more of like a witty funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good show too. Oh, TV make really good shows, don't they?
Yeah, TV make really good shows. Like there's some TV shows that come out better than like movies with, like did you watch The Sopranos?
No, I never got into The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, like the whole thing, it was probably like 6 seasons long, but it's better than, I don't want to say most movies of that genre, but it's up there with movies of that genre.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I really want to get into House, because every episode that I see, like, I've seen a couple of them, and they're actually really good shows, too.
Yeah, they have good episodes. Yeah. But occasionally, they're kind of repetitive.
As in the way how the episode develops?
Yeah, because it's like they make three bad suggestions, and the fourth one is the correct, like the correct treatment.
Yeah.
Huh. But then occasionally they throw like a curveball at you, and the patient dies. that's always fun.
The patient's dying.
Yeah. Like the most fucked up episode I saw of House was like when there was like a pregnant woman. It was like a long time ago, maybe like season 2 or something.
Uh-huh.
There was like a pregnant woman, and I don't know, she had some kind of life-threatening disease. So they gave her two options. They gave her one option where she'll take a surgery, mm-hmm. but in the process she'll lose the baby, mm-hmm. or she could refrain from the surgery and get some other treatment. But by taking the treatment, chances are, they said it's a good chance that it won't harm the baby, but it's a higher chance of her dying.
So they ended up both dying?
No, what happened was, she was taking too long to make her decision, so she ended up dying while they were making the decision. And they could have. Her husband was there too, and they were asking her husband, "Well, she's gonna pass away either way. Should we like try to save the baby? You know, cut her open and try to save the baby? Like she's gonna die for sure if we do that. But you know, she gotta save the baby." And he's like, "Yeah." So they cut her open and she dies.
Oh, what an asshole! They saved the baby.
Now the baby dies too.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I think the baby survived.
Oh,
that'd be some shit though, huh?
Then the baby's an alien.
The baby dies. The husband goes off, starts shooting everybody in the hospital.
Then the baby's an alien. There's a twist for you.
Okay, M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Stupid.
It is. He always has like a stupid twist. Sometimes they're unnecessary.
You know what movie was wasn't scary that I recently watched that I thought was that scared me shitless when I was younger? Signs.
Signs?
Yeah, I remember when I was younger watching it. When I watched it in the movie theater with my dad, when I was a little kid, I specifically remember. Do you remember that part when It's on the news, and it's showing footage of the birthday party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mexico? Then the alien, like, just passes by for a split second.
Yeah, it had, like, that Bigfoot footage.
Where, yeah.
Like, you see the alien
viral. I remember I jumped. I was like, ugh! Like, I freaked out, like, when I saw it, and I was just so scared after that. And I went through every watch, and I was like, and I looked at it, I was like, fuck, that was just some horrible graphics. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that looks horrible, that CGI. Come on.
It's a different time, I guess.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of me a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was unique, I guess, first time. I felt like the aliens were kind of stupid, though.
As in?
Like, you fucking killed them with water and a baseball bat. I'm like, you can't be that badass when you kill them with water and a baseball bat. I don't think so. They're pretty slow. They're lengthy and they're kind of strong, but they're like, you know, average speed. And they just started fucking them up with water and baseball bats.
Yeah. No, they were fast. Remember on the top, when they were running around on the top of the house, the roof, remember?
Oh, yeah. They were a little cornfield.
So they were fast.
Yeah.
So that one just came back because he wanted to fuck up the son, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the wrench for cutting off his fingers. Did you know that it was the same one?
I didn't know that. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, so I probably don't.
Well, I mean, because he went over to his friend's house and he's like, oh, I have one of them trapped in my pantry. And then he looked, so he got a big old, like, butcher's knife or whatever, and he was looking, like, using it as a reflector, looking under the
table. Oh, yeah.
And then he popped out his hand, and then he chopped off the fingers, and then when he came back to his house, like, when the alien popped up, he showed for a second the hand that it was the alien that he cut his fingers off.
Yeah, the aliens would piss up their fingers.
Yeah.
Scary movie.
Scary movie, that... Dude,
does that mean like their fingers are like dicks?
Yeah,
because so, like when they're fingering people, like they're actually like fucking them.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it is? It's kind of like Avatar, where like, they're fucking their hairs, their penis also, and then the girls have penises too.
No, they're just connected. That's the way that they're connected.
That's their penis. Shut up. That's how they're fucking. It's a whole movie. It's a 3-hour movie about them fucking animals.
Oh, connecting.
Yes.
Bestiality?
They're fucking animals.
Bestiality aliens?
They're cat people fucking dragons.
Fuck. Alright, so go ahead and tell me your story about your traffic incident.
Oh, it's not even that good of a story, but so I was driving to work, I believe Monday, and I supposedly traffic was pretty clear, so we're like, oh, I should get there relatively early. So I'm driving along the 605, and all of a sudden traffic just comes to like almost a halt. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, what the fuck happened? So we're driving I'm in the carpool lane because I'm carpooling with my friend Jocelyn.
Yeah.
And we're driving, and even the carpool lane starts slowing down. It's you know, stop and go kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So and then we finally passed, and there was like some kind of accident where like a car like slid off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh shit. Because like the car like slid off the road, it wasn't like a big drop or anything. It was just kind of grass right there, like one of those side of the freeway where there's grass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we passed that and it starts going pretty quick again, and then we go up to we have to take the 605 to the 105 to get to work.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try to go on the 105, and it's just a dead stop right there too. So and it says like you know the little like the little signs on the side that they light up like you know. Whatever happens, whatever kind of news happens.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
like the app they originally used for Amber Alerts.
Yeah, it said 105 exit closed due to accident. Oh, entrance closed due to accident.
Uh huh.
And we're like, fuck, man. So we have to take another exit to get to the 105. So we're gonna just take a pass and get like the next exit, the next entrance. I mean, like a street over
to the freeway. Yeah.
Yeah, to get on the freeway. So we're getting off that little area of the right side. We're trying to merge left to get away from the little connector.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's doing that at the same time. So everybody, you know, it's closed. So everybody's trying to merge over at the same time. So I'm merging real quick, and then I'm like I'm trying to watch out because everybody's trying to merge. And all of a sudden, you just hear a big old bam, like a big old hit.
There was another accident.
There was another accident right like a good like maybe 5 feet away from us. Like a truck slammed into like another car. And that car almost slammed. That car slammed into another car. And we're like, "Fuck, man!" So we
you go. Should have floored around them. Fuck this.
I did. I went around them. And I'm like, that sucks. And then the what was it? It was a it was like a smaller pickup into like a Ford F-150 into like a little car. Yeah. So and then I turned enough to see what was the damage. Mm-hmm. The Ford F-150 had like no scratches on it. It was like completely fine. Yeah. And then the car that hit him from behind, the front bumper came off.
It was like totaled.
The front bumper, I don't know, I didn't see how bad it was, but I saw the front bumper came off right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the car that it hit, since you know it got pushed forward a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that the back bumper fell off.
That sucks.
Then
that sucks. You went?
Oh, and I was just laughing because like the guy that got hit, he's fine. He's nothing wrong with his car. So I'm sure he's like, I just want to get the fuck out of here and go to work.
He's like, fuck you guys, my car is fine. Come on. That's funny. Now, dude, one time I was on the freeway coming home from the 215, and I was driving, right? And I think I was with my mother at the time for some reason. But anyways, we were coming back to 215, and it's only a two-lane freeway, and they're doing construction on it. So every now and then it gets backed up. So you know, I've been driving that freeway enough to know to be careful. And so, you know, we're driving, and like I stay a little bit behind the cars, right? I give a good 3 seconds to 2 to 3 seconds, you know, gap in between us, so just in case. So we're driving, and then the car in front of me just starts braking and braking and braking slower and slower and slower, and just abruptly he's hopped. And I have enough time to actually brake enough and then go off to the left a little bit to let the car behind me, like, know that I'm braking, you know what I mean, that there's something's going on ahead. Do you ever do that? Like, yeah. Have you ever seen that? Like, to, like, look, this car in front of me is braking, look, you know what I mean? And yeah. So it came to a complete stop. And so little by little, we started going around to the right, like going over. And we passed by, and it was probably about 4 cars ahead of us that there was a 6-car accident.
Oh,
like
fuck.
4 cars in front of us. So as we're driving, it's, you know, we're slowly going around them. And we looked, and it was like a truck went, like, it was 6 cars, right? So like a truck was over a car, like on the top of his the fucking trunk, and then that car was under a truck that was in front of him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that truck hit another truck, and then the other truck was over another car, and then the very front truck was just hitting the back.
I see.
Yeah, dude, so it was like over and under and over and under. I thought that was pretty funny.
The second car got raped.
Yeah, because he was under on both. It was like an old Toyota Camry model, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was hilarious. But it was like, fuck, good thing I gave myself time to break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but no, yeah, dude, I see so many accidents, like multiple car accidents on that freeway. Because since it's only a 2-lane and it's always in the morning during rush hour, whatever the case is, people drive so close to each other. It's so retarded. It's like every time I see an accident, it's not 2 cars. It's always at least, no matter what, three or more.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, people are so retarded when it comes to driving.
You're retarded when it comes to driving.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Bye.
Just real quick before we wrap it up, I want to talk about Michael Phelps. What do you got any input on him coming up with his 19th medal for the Olympic medal? All-time world record.
Yeah, he has the record now, right? And yeah. You know what's still funny though, because I've been reading, like, I've read a couple articles about him, and people are still mentioning when he was smoking weed.
That's stupid. He's the greatest athlete to ever live now. Like, I think it's safe to say that.
Yeah.
He's got the most gold medals. And like, he's got the most gold medals ever. He's got the most medal much. Period ever.
He's the he's the best Olympian we've ever had.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, I don't know. I think he should get a free weed pass.
He should get a free everything pass. If he wanted to, like, fucking rape somebody, he should get a pass for that, too. fucking gold medal? Yes. You get one pass for everything.
No, because
he should be getting head right now just for that, like, just for swimming.
While smoking.
Yes.
But you know that probably the vigorous training that he had to do, though? Swimming's not easy. Competitive
swimming. No, I know it's not. I don't know.
Fuck no, it's not. It's just running and it's hard.
Yeah, it's just tiring as fuck. So, no, he's got through a lot of training.
I think it's so retarded because what he's done, you know what I mean, how much he's put the United States on the Olympian map, you know what I mean? I think people are so stupid that just because he likes to smoke weed, it's like it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? He still does what he needs to do.
Yeah.
But isn't there another guy that took most of his gold medals though? Like, well, first place now and broke the records? Whatever his name was. But there's another guy that's been breaking his records.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it's not the younger guy, but whoever it is. But anyway, he doesn't matter.
No,
he
Michael
doesn't
Phelps.
Get passed.
Michael Phelps is passed. Michael gets Phelps. Free and everything passed. Like, at what point do you have to be, like, so big that you get a pass for, like, rape or something, like, murder or something?
Eventually, I think it does, don't you think?
Like, how big do you have to be to
at get away with something like that? 19 gold medals.
19 gold medals, you get a pass for everything?
Yeah.
So how much is too much? At what point does he, like, you know, they're like, you know, he got 19 gold medals, but that's still kind of fucked up.
As in him smoking weed?
No, like, what did he have to do to overshadow the fact that he had 19 medals?
What do you think about a DUI and he hits another person and then puts him in the hospital, but they survive?
Then that's fine.
You think that's fine?
Yeah, the other person gonna win 19 more gold medals? Or 19 more medals?
what do you think, then? What do you think is too far?
I don't know. Like, if he fucks a little kid, then I think that's a little too far.
Yeah, that's too far.
I think if he goes around fucking little kids, then that's probably fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was an excuse for Michael Jackson. Look at all the people that were so sad when he died.
Those people wanted it, okay? Those kids wanted it.
Those kids are whores.
Those kids were having fun. He had glitter sprinkles on his penis.
Imagine?
What, he had glitter sprinkles?
No, don't imagine that. Why are you picturing a little kid giving Michael Jackson a blowjob with sprinkles on his penis? Don't picture that.
I'm not. I wasn't going
now
to.
Now you're picturing it. Stop picturing it. You're a pedophile asshole.
So Michael Phelps, we tried raping little kids. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you hear this, Michael, don't do that.
You imagine Michael posting it on Twitter about her feed? Wouldn't that be insane?
Yeah.
God.
What is there anything else that he couldn't get away with?
Murder, obviously.
I think it depends. If you wanted to fuck up a homeless guy, I don't think I'd mind too much.
Well, I mean, if... I don't know. Maybe the DUI, and then he ran over a mom, and she died. That's too far.
Nah.
And then she has three kids, and then she's a single mother. Her husband died in Iraq, serving for our country. And then the government doesn't want to give him the death pension money to her family because her husband had traces of weed in his body, and so they're like, no, he's disqualified, so you can't get nothing.
You got really dark right there, man.
What was that?
You got really dark right there. Went off on it for a while.
Was that too far? Too
much? I think so, yeah.
Shit.
That's one thing to talk about raping little kids, but you talk about that, you know, that's too far, Carlos. What the fuck wrong with you?
Oh, shit. I don't know what came over me.
But yeah, Michael Phelps, you can rape somebody as long as you're a little kid.
Little kid. No little kids.
A little kid. No running over moms that have weed in their system because their husband went to Iraq.
No, the husband had weed in their system.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Wow. Anyways, I guess this was a pretty good podcast.
Yeah, all right. No, we didn't talk about masturbating or penises this time, which is a trend for a while.
Yeah, the past three episodes have been about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. It's interesting.
Interesting stuff?
Interesting lesbian stuff.
Speaking of masturbation or any kind of thing, so I was on a website, correct?
All right, correct.
Okay. And
was that necessary? Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I was on the website, and there was this weird. It was like a foreign video. I don't know if it was Russian or something, but it was like some guy does this professionally. It might be scripted. I don't know, because you can't really tell when it's foreign, because, you know, speaking another language, you can't really tell if it's a good, like, you know, if it seems fake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it's English, you can tell when it's fake.
Yeah.
So, like, the guy, he just goes up to a girl and he's like, hey, I'll give you $300 if I can see your boobs. And I was like, what the fuck? And then she does it, and then they're like, oh, I'll give you $300 more if I see your butt. And it just kept going. Like, it kept escalating and more and more. And I was like,
giving her money?
Yeah. I guess I started skipping through. And I was like, yeah, this is interesting. But I skipped to the end. And at the end, the guy's like banging her. And I was like, what the hell? So I had to, like, rewind it and try to find a way, like, how he convinced her to, like, do that.
Okay. Is it leading to anything, or is just that's it?
No, I just thought that was interesting.
Well, I mean, obviously it's fake. You've seen a whole bunch of American pornos like that.
Yeah, I think, but this one was Russian. I couldn't tell if it was fake or not because, you know, it's...
Did it look like it was amateur?
Yeah, the guy, it looked like he had, like, just a camera. Like, it was on his phone or something. It looked amateur.
I don't know. It's
still scripted.
I don't know. If I was a girl, if a guy wanted to do all that for $300 and more and more and more money, I would. I told you, if I was a girl, I'd be a whore.
Yeah,
I'd be rich.
You'd be rich? You just fuck for money?
I'd be a rich whore.
Would you suck dick if you were a woman?
I'd suck dick if I was a woman for money.
For money? So you wouldn't just do it for... Just to do it?
Well, maybe if I was a whore and I like to do it, then yeah.
You just said you'd be a whore.
Well, then yeah, I guess I would.
You just do it, just do it?
Yeah, because I'm a whore.
You take it in the butt?
Yeah, I guess, because I'm a whore. Would you take it in the butt if you were a whore?
No, I wouldn't take it in the butt if I was a whore. I have dignity.
You're a whore. You don't have dignity.
I have lots of dignity.
Yeah, you have...
If I was a woman, I'd be a whore, but I still have dignity.
You have whorish dignity.
Yes.
That's like maybe like no spitting on your face or no peeing on you. No anal. Yeah, see, that doesn't count.
You're getting punched?
Yeah. No. Anal. Anal's so common nowadays, though.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. I guess it depends on who, but I don't.
Is it taboo for you? Like, are you not into it?
Oh, I don't. I don't know.
Try it?
Would I ever try it? I don't. Probably not.
Have you attempted to try it?
No.
Never. Like across your mind when you're like. From the back view, you're like, hey, look, you know, there's another entrance. No,
because I think that I have the fear of like pulling out and there just be shit everywhere.
Yeah, kind of like that's kind one of the biggest like fears. Yeah,
like a Zack and Miri kind of thing.
No, it's horrible, dude. Like you really get scared.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, yo.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from because the time that I did it, during the whole process, I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. But at the very end, when I knew I was close, I was like, please, when I pull it out, don't be nothing on it, please.
Like, did you look down right away?
I looked down, yeah. No, I looked down, and then I was like, all right, cool, I'm safe.
Did it smell?
I couldn't smell my penis.
I guess I'm sure. It's not as pleasurable.
Correct.
It's not as pleasurable. Yes, correct. It's not as pleasurable for like a girl to do it than a guy, because the guy has like the prostate or whatever, and he can nut like that, like we mentioned before. But I don't think a girl can do that. Well, I don't know, but can they?
I've never heard of it before. I've seen supposedly alleged titled videos, you know, girl squirts from anal. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Yeah, I've never been too interested to be like, oh shit, I'm gonna check this out.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard really anything like that. I think it's just more like taking one for the team.
Taking one for the team? Like, oh, yeah. Go ahead. Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess some girls, because there was this girl that I did go to high school with, though, and she was the whole stupid, I want to keep my virginity thing, so I'm just going to do anal. I'm not even kidding either. Like,
what the fuck? Isn't that like, I don't know.
I'm being 100% serious. I promise you. Because we used to talk, and she was pretty cool. And yeah, she said because she wanted to keep her virginity, so her and her boyfriend did only anal. And eventually, she said she started liking it, and then they got into it.
Is she's technically not a virgin, or is she technically a virgin still?
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to her in forever, and this was my junior year in high school, so I don't, you know.
I think this is personal opinion. Is she a virgin still?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, definitely not. She's an idiot.
Yeah. So she used to say that she wanted to save her virginity after marriage.
But she's a whore now.
So I don't know her anymore.
No, you find her on Facebook and tell her she's a whore.
I don't even know her name.
Oh, that's nice. You're a nice friend, Carlos.
She was this kind of, she was just like this white, kind of awkwardly nerdy girl, too. It's like you would never think of her being into that. She was the one that did our yearbooks for high school. She was in it, the yearbook club.
I don't know.
But, yeah, no. So she said she actually enjoyed it after a while. So, and I was like, how do you guys go? I remember talking to her, like, do you guys just go straight into it? And he says, no, like, usually he, like, well, I remember her saying that he sticks one finger in, then two, and then his thumb or whatever. And then he sticks his penis in, and then they go at her, something like that.
I see.
But, no, from the experience that I've had, they just put their head down into the pillow, and they're like, all right, go ahead. You know,
so they're taking one for the team.
Yeah, that was taking one for the team, yeah.
I see.
No, but not her, though. She enjoyed it, and I guess enjoying keeping her virginity.
I see. Did she ever poop? I want her to know. Like, this is my biggest fear, so I want her to know if it's a possibility.
Well, I mean, if you ever want to try it, be like, here, go and use enema. Here, go clean out your colon with this enema. You know what enema is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, all right, here, I want to try anal. Go and clean this out and come back in an hour and we'll go.
That's weird. And then I know that they have a lot of stuff that people prep, like for pornos and stuff, they prep for it a lot. Like, they do the enema, and they do, like, they have, like, a little thing that stretches their butt or whatever, so it won't hurt them or some shit.
They have a thing that stretches their butt? What the hell?
Yeah, so, it, like, you know how, like, in videos or in movies or whatever, it kind of just, like, it's just, like, regular banging. It's just, like, in and out.
Oh, and it opens up and closes, open up and closes and stuff?
Yeah, they have, like, something that helps, like, it stretches them out. Like, they use it before, so, it, you know.
What, it's is not it, like painful. A pill or something? Or?
No, it's just like a...
Like a butt plug? They put it in there?
Yeah, kind of like a butt plug, yeah.
Oh, so they get, like, little by little?
Yeah, so it stretches out a little more, so it's a little easier, you know?
Oh, so when you see the videos, they're enjoying it, they're like, okay, so... And then when you see the anal videos, when they're like, like, freaking out about it, they didn't?
Yeah, probably.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
So try that. If you're scared, go tell her to go use an enema. And then...
Enema. There you go. So no. Well, you should get in touch with that girl and see if there's any poop stories.
I don't know. There probably has been, though, dude. That's probably the worst. Like, it'd be like one of the most awkward situations. That, like, how do you deal with it? You know what I mean? It's like she looks back and you're looking down at your penis and there's poop on it and you're like, can I wipe it on something? Do I just stick it back in? Like.
I don't know.
I'd probably, now?
I don't know. I'd probably shit on her. Like, no, fair is fair, bitch. Sorry.
Oh, shit. God, just got my helmet dirty, asshole.
I don't have a helmet.
No, that way. I do have one, but it's hiding. He only likes to come out every now and then. Not too far back, though, because it hurts.
Okay.
I don't have my outfit. Nay.
And especially when you're like when you're uncircumcised and you do anal and there is poop on it, wouldn't it get under the foreskin and like you have to like wash it for days? It'll smell for like weeks.
No, you can, I guess.
Yes, good.
No, look, because you can just pull back the foreskin and wash it out, put some soap, and then let the foreskin go forward and let it chill there for like an hour, and then pull it back and wash it off. I guess. No.
I'm glad I never home. Too much upkeep.
Oh, shit. Your parents were assholes. They were lazy. They knew you were going to be lazy.
Alright, so I guess that's it for today's podcast.
Alright, very good. Very good.
Alright, so I'm Rudy Palomares.
And I'm Carlos Alcantar.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.